Blog Talk Radio.
Wednesday night, 7 o'clock. Hope this beat got your head nodding. It's not your head Wednesday. Checking for hip-hop or checking for R&B. Not your head Wednesday, got the fix you need. No matter the genre, they play the latest and the greatest display. Showing love to all the independents. Middle finger to industry, declaring independence. Word to the prodigal son, logical one. Bringing dope in the fuse, honest reviews. Honestly and Amber, always keep the fellas tuned. Helping us understand a real woman's point of view. Word to the people for intelligent rhetoric. They keep us in the loop, always purring in the news. Wednesday days at 7, tune in and relax. If you ain't in the crib, tune from the app. 6, stay locked on the Wednesday night. Set up boys L1, it's time to go live.
Started at the bottom, now we on top. Haters act foul, but I can see him on the fly. Got the means, got the guap, got the loop, got the watch. So much cheddar in my pocket, got my jeans about to pop. Fashion all day, doubt the flow, don't stop. Logical One, airwaves don't lock. We lead a competition sitting in the grave plot. And if you disagree, we'll leave you in the same spot, fool.
Yeah, yeah, what's going on? What's going on? It's the D Hour Show. Nod your head. Wednesday, no doubt. It's your boy D Slate. Right now, I'm just filling in for a little bit for my man, Logical One, a.k.a. Brock Gunny Samson. He'll be in a little bit, kick it with you guys. Got my girl RC in the Bills Den. RC.
What's good? What's good?
What's happening? What's happening?
It's double time Wednesday. You got Nod Your Head twice.
Double time, Nod Your Head twice Wednesday. Blink 4 times if you don't believe me. There it is. No doubt. Nod Your Head Wednesday, getting it in, no doubt. It's your boy D Slate filling in for my man Logical One, Brock Gunny. He's going to be in a little bit, kick it with you guys. Hopefully, we'll get a chance to talk to Tech from Smith & Wesson tonight. We might get a chance to spit a little bit with my man Tech. Hopefully, you know, we got the music, we got the hits. We're going to be playing some hits for you guys tonight. Shout out to all the D Hour Show listeners and fans out there. Thank you guys so much for tuning in. And as always, keep tuning in to the D Hour Show Radio Network every Sunday through Thursday and Saturday. You just never know who's going to be on the show. So you got to tune in all the time. You never know who's going to be on. Make sure you guys tune in tomorrow for Celebrity Thursday. Getting it in, no doubt. We got NDF Saturday this Saturday. And just keep it locked. You never know who's going to be in the building with us. And if you are a hip-hop artist, R&B artist, if you are a spoken word artist as well and you like to have your music played on the show, you want some airplay? Oh, yeah, we got it your way. Airplay. You want your music played? You want to recite some of that incredible poetry of yours? You want to spit some flame? All you got to do is email us at dhourshow@gmail.com. That's dhourshow@gmail.com. You can also catch up with us on MySpace, Twitter, Facebook, and YouTube. Just search the keywords, The Hour Show. Follow us on Twitter. Follow us on Twitter. Follow us on Twitter. And, like I said before, if you want to hit us up, you can call in tonight and talk to your peeps. You can talk to us tonight, 718-766-4553. 766-4553. And like I said before, you want some airplay, hit us up at dhourshow@gmail.com. And for the spelling challenge, the wordly challenge, that'll be dhourshow@gmail.com. I know some of y'all had a hard time in school with spelling and the pronunciation of words. So I like to help those less fortunate individuals out by spelling, you know, any of the words that may sound orgasmically confusing to you, you know. So, you know, I tend to help people out like that. That, T-H-A-T. Sorry, I just, you know, sometimes I get a little, you know, sometimes I want to spell it for you, you know, so that way you understand where I'm coming from. from FROM. Now, before we kick off some hits real quick, before I kick off some music for you guys, you know, RCI, I know you remember how we talked about the little situation allegedly that Janet Jackson had smacked her niece in the face and called her a little spoiled bitch.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Well, apparently, Janet didn't like the false information in the media about her, so she hollered at her lawyers and told them handle the business. So the lawyers got with TMZ because they were the ones that broke the story first and said, hey, what's going on with y'all? You better get your act together before you find a horse head in your bed. Now, look, the lawyers talked to him, and I guess apparently TMZ said they put out some false information about the whole situation, and apparently that, you know, Janet smacking her niece and her niece smacking her back and all this other nonsense was apparently not true. You know, I guess a lot of they were not liking the bad press they didn't like the bad press that Michael's daughter was getting, you know, making it seem like she disrespects her elders and different things like that. So they clearly didn't really like that too much. So mm-hmm. Janet's lawyers had to step the game up and let them know, look, you know, don't be putting out that old false information. But if it was not true, I'm glad it was not true because I was one of the many ones that was like shocked that you know Mike's daughter was you know really disrespectful like that. But I'm glad if it wasn't true, I'm glad it wasn't true. So you know what was you about to say, RC?
I said there's another little piece of that too that they're trying to say. You know they give they take they try to correct and then they throw something else out there about Randy and I'm like and his child support. Allegedly, he owes $500,000 in child support, and that's why he wants to have custody of them because he feels Michael's estate should pay for his child support.
Wow.
Right.
That's kind of wild.
I'm sure they'll go into dig deeper into that.
Yeah, exactly. I don't know. You know
how
what,
you owe $500,000 in child support? Like, how does that calculate?
No. There's some brothers out there that get their owe on like that. There's some brothers out there that owe quite a bit of change. But the question is, how does one of the members of the Jackson family owe that kind of money? That's the real question.
Yeah.
That's the real question.
Now you kind of see who got money.
Hey,
like, what?
That's what I'm saying. I mean, you know, someone was making loot, and someone was making loot. Someone had holes in their boot. I mean, hey, you know, who knew? You know what I'm saying? Who knew? But you know what? I got something for you, RC. It's about some situation with Delta Airlines. I guess apparently there was a woman who found a needle in her sandwich that was served to her on the flight. Now, this is now the fifth incident where a passenger flying on Delta Airlines has found a needle in their sandwich, which was served to them on the flight. During a recent flight to Toronto, a passenger was startled to find a needle in their sandwich while in the process of eating. Just 2 weeks ago, the FBI began an investigation to find which catering company or flight employees behind these needle incidents because there have already been 4 needle incidents in the food served to passengers all flying on Delta Airlines prior to this one.
Uh-oh, folks are going crazy. They were putting needles in the gas pump handle, make you poke yourself when you're pumping your gas. I'm like, who just thinks this stuff up?
But you know, it's crazy though because it's funny because now the FBI is involved. So what, they think terrorists are putting needles in people's food? I mean, come on, man.
We're gonna get them all. We're gonna get the whole plane. That's crazy.
We're going to destroy America putting needles in their food. We will get them.
You pierce their tongues.
We will get them. We're putting needles in their sandwiches, and we're putting nails in their soda. I mean, come on, man. Really, I mean, so what do we think? Terrorists are messing with our food? I mean, come on, man. I mean, it's crazy.
We'll see what they come up with.
But, you know, I think the last thing a lot of these airlines need is bad press. I mean, I think that's the last thing Delta Airlines need is for, I mean, people are already hungry as hell when they get on these damn planes. You know, they already, you know, serve you next to nothing. You hungry as hell when you get on the airplane. You know, I can't bring my own damn food on the plane because you're scared. Y'all scared I'm going to put some dynamite in my fried chicken. Or, you know, I'm going to put some poison in my grape soda. I mean, so I can't bring food on the plane. So when I get on the damn plane, I got needles in my food. Hungry as hell. And I'll tell you, you know, some cats probably on there. I bet that she probably wasn't the only one that found it. She probably was the only one that said something. I bet somebody probably bit into a needle. Was like, what the hell, needle? All shit, man. If I was so damn hungry, I'd say something. Then they probably threw the needle away and continued on with the damn sandwich. If I was so damn hungry,
look like
exactly.
They probably would have just ate the needle.
If I was so damn hungry, I'd say something to the flight attendant. And then the flight attendant look at you because you kind of look like, damn, what the hell? Sir, are you okay? No, I'm good. You know, can you give me another one of these sandwiches? So, you know, I mean, if you're hungry, shoot. Hey, some of them cats probably other people probably found needles. They probably just been saying that because they were hungry as hell.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
They
might say, I did it.
You know, they probably was like, shoot, you know, especially it could have been a sewing needle. You know, somebody might have been like, "Damn, it's like eating Cracker Jacks in this prize
right.
is all in the damn sandwich. Well, I get to eat my lunch and I get to sew this hole up in my damn shirt. I don't have a problem with that. I get to eat my lunch and then sew the hole in my shirt. I don't have a problem with that. You know, maybe if I eat some chips, there may be some thread in the chips. Who knows? You know." Who knows? That's all we're gonna say. Who knows? You know, it's like Cracker Jack. You never know what's gonna be in your food. You know, you may you may bite, you know, into a Twinkie, you know, and you know, you might find a battery or something, you know? You might find a battery in your Twinkie, you might be like, damn, I was looking for a AAA battery from a remote control. That's what I'm talking about. Well, you never know. You never know. It's like eating Cracker Jack.
Never know. Mm-hmm.
But you know how we do. It's Not Your Head Wednesday, baby. It's your boy D Slate. Like I said, filling in for my man Brock Gunny. He'll be in a minute. Got my girl RC in the building. We got some hits for you guys real quick. And we come back, we're gonna continue to keep kicking it with you. Oh, Nod Your Head Wednesday on the Diablo Show Network. Let's get this Busta Rhymes featuring Lil Wayne and Jada Kiss with Respect My Conglomerate. And after that, we got a little Sean Don with Crazy. Let's get it right here on the Nod Your Head Wednesday, the Hour Radio Network show. Let's go!
Most people would consider this illegal.
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 Since we are the best and you agree with me, right? No need to debate. The way we run the shit. See, we're kind of like the government, so just respect my conglomerate. Just respect my conglomerate. Just respect my conglomerate. Just respect my conglomerate. Just respect my conglomerate.
It's Bus Rhyme. And I'm back with the crack and the thug and the drug. Nigga, black. The best to do it, we only deal with the facts, bitch. Blazing and I'm so amazing on the tracks, bitch. And I jump and I skip and I hop and I flip over niggas like gymnastics. Watch the way I come and I'm giving the streets ass. Bash. Niggas know I'm the king of the classic. Drastic measures. I'm spreading like a rash, bitch. Classes. In session, you're about to get your ass kicked. Emperor of every round table of the house. And when I speak, niggas respect me as leader of the councilman. God rap. God persona, God thriller, God body in the flesh, call me Godzilla. Now I know you see we be the most prominent, dominant niggas, respect my conglomerate.
and you agree with me, right? No need to debate. The way we bought the shit. See, we're kinda like the government. So just respect my conglomerate. Just respect my conglomerate. Just respect my conglomerate.
Yo, workers, bosses, Ferraris, cautious, dope fiends, nauseous, crack spots, losses, racetrack, horses, big meetings at the round table to discuss what the cost is, money, changes, devils, angels, we the ones who say what you can and what you can't do, respect, power, push, sour, haze, Harry, pills, powder, gangsters, garments, ice, garments, darn shit, real niggas who I get it on with, when I'm around my colleagues ain't comfortable, they all gotta versus 4-1-2. Wrong nigga to have a problem with. The blade first and the bullet gon' follow it. Yeah, if you're lucky, I might hollow it. D-Block, just respect my conglomerate.
We are the best and you agree with me, right? No need to debate. The way we bomb shit. See, we're kinda like the government. So just respect my conglomerate. Just respect my conglomerate. Just respect my conglomerate.
I'll find you.
Hey, boo. Denise, just give me a call when you get this. I'll be the next message. Hey, been 10 calls now. No, you got my last few. Next message. Shondon, this is Tracy, Denise's friend. Will you please call her back? I saw you at the bar, and I told her I made the mistake. Next message.
Stop ignoring him.
One night in...
I'll find you.
Hey, boo. This is Denise. Just give me a call when you get this. I'll be the next message. Hey, been 10 calls now. No, you got my last few. Next message. Shondon, this is Tracy, Denise's friend. Will you please call her back? I saw you at the bar, and I told her I made the mistake. Next message.
Stop ignoring him.
One night and wanna be my lady. Talking about she wanna have my baby. This crazy. Claiming she's oh so in love. Thank God I wouldn't fool on her glove. This crazy. Hopping up at all my events. Popping shit cause I ain't seen her ass since. This crazy. Wish I would've left her alone. Changed numbers, she still calls my phone. This crazy. Fresh off stage and the show was live. Saw a damn hoopy love was at an all time high. Green room filled with dams, it was serious. A few slut buckets wanted to suck it, they were still on a period. Looking for the pick of the litter to get it on. I was drawn to the hottest Philadelphian dome. I mean, damn, she was gorgeous. Skin tone flawless. Her a red shirt, she's the horse of the horses. Look me in the eyes, sir, let's leave this place. Take me back to your room so you can see my old face. Damn, how could it begin with this? She has the Beverly Hills badge in Hollywood. It's room 112. It's damn harder than hell. What's the trap part? It's man, I started as well. After every D stroke, she said she want me. Made her look twice. Could have sworn I heard it. It said she loved me. One night and wanna be my lady. Talking about she wanna have my baby. Claiming she's oh so in love. Thank God I wouldn't fool on her glove. Hopping up at all my events, popping shit cause I ain't seen her ass since. Wish I would've left her alone. Changed numbers, she still calls my phone. Tour's over, I'm back at home. And some 267 numbers blowing up my phone. And I'm like, who the hell is this disturbing my peace? This is ludicrous, then she interrupts. It's Denise, where the fuck you at? Have been calling you for weeks. Why you treat me like a dump? Don't be connected between the sheets. She continued to blah blah, cried while I laughed. I said, bitch, you was nothing more than a piece of air. So please refrain from writing 4-page letters asking to be my girl, cause no one can love me better. Hung up, weeks later she show up. Weeks pregnant, hold up. She's claiming that she's carrying my child. Back up, ain't mine, she like, so what? Wanted you to knock me up, cause my baby father never makes me smile. Wow, this is crazy. If this is how she loves me, wonder how it is when she hates me. One night and wanna be my lady. Talking about she wanna have my baby. Claiming she's oh so in love. Thank God I wouldn't fool on her glove.
shoes popping sick as I ain't seen her hair since. She's crazy. Wish I would've left her alone. Changed numbers, she still calls my phone. Back in Philly, thought the nightmare was over. Wrapping up another video with Matt Koza. Dimes all around and we getting kinda cozy. Pretty brown skin girl fell in love with Josie. Everything was good until Denise showed up. 9 million hand yelling out, where's my man? Running for cover, the cameras are still rolling. Denise was laughing hysterically, but she wasn't joking. Black tears ran down her face, lipstick was smeared. Broken smile as she spoke, this was the moment I feared. Clear the throat and said, if I can't have you, then no one can except the man who's gonna toe tag and bag you. At this point, it was do or die for an urgent. So I dove for the gun before the pistol pulled the trigger. Wrestled for a second till it let off around. Another second passed and Denise's body hit the ground. One night and wanna be my lady. Talking about she wanna have my baby. She's crazy. Claiming she's old, so in love. Thank God I wouldn't fool on her glove. Hopping up at all my events, popping this shit cause I ain't seen her ass since. Wish I would've left her alone. Changed numbers, she still calls my phone. She's crazy.
Do you have an event you're planning and need a keynote speaker? Then the Speakers Bureau Institute is the agency for you. Actress Tasha Smith partners with RKD Music and Talent Management to bring an array of celebrity speakers, artists, and athletes for your event. Book names like Kim Coles, Tasha Smith, Tisha Campbell-Martin, Vanessa Bell Calloway, LaToya Luckett, Lisa Leslie, Flex Alexander, Leela James, Cheryl Lee Ralph, and more. Whether it's a conference, workshop, seminar, or college event, SBI has provided a phenomenal lineup of speakers that will cater to your event. For more information on booking a speaker for your next event, call 818-571-0998 or visit rkdmusic.com. SBI is a subsidiary of RKD Music and Talent Management, located in Beverly Hills, California.
Yeah, welcome back. Welcome back. It's the D-Hour Show. Nod Your Head Wednesday, getting it in, no doubt, playing the hits. You just got to listen to my man Sean Dawn with Crazy. And you know, we playing all the music for you, doing what we do best. Yes, indeed. Got all the hits. You heard Busta Rhymes featuring Lil Wayne and Jada Kiss. Respect My Conglomerate. Big shout out to my man, Grammy Award winning producer Focus. That was one of his hits. Absolutely. Had to have my man on Focus on the show. Had an incredible interview with him. And definitely big shout out to him. He's producing some great music and doing his independent things. So definitely make sure you guys check him out on Facebook and check him out on Twitter. My man Focus, F-O-C-U-S, for the spelling challenge. You know I got to keep doing that for y'all. RC, I got another one. I got something crazy. Man makes frantic 911 call while clinging to moving truck.
Oh, wow.
newly released 911 tape shows the frantic movements when a New York man called begging authorities for help as he clung to a moving pickup truck. Robert Coley, 45, of Troy, New York, called 911 around 5 p.m. Sunday to report he had been hit by a truck and was being dragged through the streets. I got hit by a truck. I'm hanging on the back of a white truck. Hurry, hurry. Kowalik is heard saying on the 911 call tape, of which was released by police on Tuesday. Kowalik told authorities that he had been hit by a truck being driven by his acquaintance, Seth Guz, also 45, whom he had been arguing outside of a store in Troy. He just hit me. I'm hanging on his truck. Hurry, hurry. Oh, please, hurry. I can't hang on too much, he says on the call. He ran over my leg. He ran over my leg. I can't hold on much longer. He's killing me. Video shows Kowalik clinging to the side of the pickup truck near the backside of the passenger side. Midway through the call, Kowalik, who suffered cuts and bruises but no life-threatening injuries in an incident, can be heard pleading for an unknown medication. I want my pills back. narcotics. I want my pills back, my narcotics. Kovalik says to someone in the vehicle during the call. Kovalik hailed onto the truck while staying on the phone with authorities and telling them what streets he was passing. Until Scuds came to a stop in a Walmart parking lot in nearby Brunswick, New York.
Wally World.
Surveillance cameras in the store parking lot captured Kovalik then grabbing a bag from the truck before Scuds sped away. Wow. So this cat was on the back of the truck, and he had enough time to pull out the celly and call the police and let them know he was hanging on to the back of the truck. He just got hit by a truck. I just got hit. I'm hanging on to the truck. Somebody need to get to the truck quickly. And then, out of all, then besides all the ridiculousness, he's also telling the police, "I want my pills back, my narcotics." While he's being dragged by the truck, so he's telling the police he wants his pills. He's telling them to please, and that's so crazy how he's passing up East Street. Yeah, we just passed up Sin Street. We coming up on Roosevelt. I think Joni Street is next, so you might want to meet me over there.
I'm like, how did he figure out?
He got hit by the truck.
He's being dragged.
He called the police. He's being dragged, and he had enough time to call them, tell them what streets he's passing, and also let them know, "I want my pills."
Mm-mm. Somebody should have went to jail.
Wow. And then the dude, then his boy that hit him with the truck, you know, I guess they must have been arguing. It must have been one of those situations where he was arguing and a dude, dumbass, got in front of the truck talking about some, "If you bad, then hit me with the damn truck then."
Okay.
Okay. Hit him with the truck, and he hanging on, and his boy like, "That's what I'm talking about." And his boy might not have known he was on the back of the truck. He was probably like, "Now I got rid of this fool. I can go to Walmart and go get some of these groceries, you know, my lady wanted me to go pick up." He stops off at Walmart, dude hanging on to the truck.
Mm-mm. That's crazy. You find
all kinds, I'm telling you. And it's, like I said, this dude had enough time to pull out the... How you have enough time? You got hit by a truck, you're being dragged, and you got enough time to pull out the cell phone and call the police and tell them what streets you passing up.
Maybe he had Bluetooth. with the talk. Call 911.
Lord. Well, it looks like our boy Eminem has hit 60 million likes on his Facebook page.
Oh.
60 million likes.
That's a lot.
Wow.
Now, if every one of those people bought his album, do the math. Did you hear something about Snoop Dogg wanting to change his name?
Yeah, ain't he supposed to be Snoop Lion now?
Yeah, I don't know how that's gonna work out for him.
I don't know. He went out to the roster land and smoked some mean ones with him, and they must have just been like, "Snoop, man, we're wondering why you're calling yourself a dog, man, an animal, man. Come on. You want to call yourself an animal? Telling your name is Snoop Lion, man. Snoop Lion."
As they were choking.
Right. He was probably like, "Yeah, I like that. I like that. Snoop Lion. Yeah. Snoop Lion. Man, come on now. Really? Snoop Lion." Only Snoop could do something like that, man. Change his name to Snoop. Mm-hmm. At least he didn't go real crazy with it and call himself Meta World Peace.
Yeah.
You know, or Ocho Cinco.
Drama. His Meta World Peace last name is, I think his last name is, his whole name is Meta World Peace, still starting drama.
Mr. Peace, I mean, you just have some crazy name. It's like people don't even know what to call you. Damn, I mean, do we call him? Do we call him world peace? I mean, what do we call him?
Number.
Sir, your table's ready. I appreciate if you call me by my name. Well, we really didn't know what to call you. Meta, Mr. World, Mr. Peace. We really think that that last name Peace really doesn't suit you.
Not at all.
Maybe Meta get angry, you know, or Meta whoop their ass. I mean, that probably would have suited them a little bit better. But, you know, it's all good. It's all good, brother.
It's all good in the hood.
Now, here we go, RC. I got one for you. You know, I'm a clown this one. Mom teens pregnant together.
Huh?
Yeah.
Although
teen pregnancy rates are at an historic low, you wouldn't know it by watching reality TV. American audiences apparently can't get enough of seeing babies having babies. The latest spinoff is TLC's My Teen is Pregnant and So Am I. The program, which airs Wednesday at 10 p.m., follows two pairs of moms and daughters who are pregnant at the same time. For Liz, 36, and daughter Ann, 17, of Oklahoma City, experience brings them closer together. Christian, 17, of Greenville, North Carolina, finds that her news triggers explosive anger in a family that stretched in. Her pregnant mom, Alyssa, 40, already has 8 children.
Oh, shit.
Growing up as the daughter of a teen mom, she says, my mom had me when she was 16. I find it striking that these complicated, painful, and often tender families are viewed as such freak shows. One clip shows Melissa and Kirsten getting simultaneous sonograms, their big bellies shining with goo. She says, as a child, I stared in my own shadow box of chaos, not really surprising for a home being managed by a teenager. Dirty dishes piled up in the sink, parties raged in the living room on Saturday nights, me upstairs blocking my ears with a pillow, and often as I was left in front of school waiting for a ride with all of the other kids were cozy in their homes as the sky darkened and the air cooled. I was so angry as a teenager for what my mom had done or not done that I couldn't imagine ever feeling untroubled by our relationship, but it happened. The first step was being mothers together. Mm. So the mom and the daughter, I'm trying to understand it, okay? I'm trying to understand how the mom and daughter is pregnant at the same time.
Hopefully not by the same person.
That's the thing I think a lot of people is just kind of letting it just go by them. You know, sometimes, so, you know, it's almost like, you know, watching cars on the highway. You know, they just go by and you're not really paying attention to them go by until you see a fly ride. Oh, damn, that's a fly ride right there. But it's like they're pregnant at the same time. How far apart are the pregnancies? And it's kind of curious that they're pregnant around the same time. So what did the dad and the boyfriend, what was they just like, okay, look, I'm about to get mine tonight. Well, you know, look here, you know, we're she wants to have a baby. I know my daughter wants to have a baby. So look, why don't we just do this together tonight? Okay, you know, do these exercises, you know, make sure everything, look, don't put tight underwear on. This is what he's telling the boy. Don't put tight underwear on, okay? It's not going to work. You know, you don't want the drawers, you know, clenching up on you. You know, you want to make sure you're free and you're nice and snug so then that way, boom, we can make it happen together.
Mm-hmm.
I'm going to handle my business. You handle your business. Hopefully, it'll happen. Cause I'm still just trying to figure out, you know, I'm still trying to figure out how they got pregnant together. That's what I'm trying to understand. I'm hoping that, you know, maybe they're months apart or something like that. But So what was it like, the daughter get pregnant and the mom like, well, I want a baby. Boom, she get pregnant. mom get pregnant and daughter like, well, I want one. Well, sure, honey, go ahead and get yourself one. And then she gets pregnant.
Now,
I mean, really?
That one that got 8 kids already shouldn't have been. Wow. You want another one? Okay. And a grandbaby?
I just hope that they're both not pregnant by Uncle Jed. Look here, we're gonna go ahead. We're gonna go ahead and play some more hits for you guys right here on the D Hour Show. Nod Your Head Wednesday, getting it in. It's your boy B Slate. Got my girl RC in the building playing the hits. You already know how we do it. Got some more hits for you. We got my man, Noel Gordine. That's my dude, Noel Gordine with the river. And after that, we got my man, No Malice from the group Clips with his new single, June, right here on the D Hour Show. Nod Your Head Wednesday. Let's go.
All right. Growing up, it was tough. We were glad for what little we had. I saw my share of old fam, Mississippi dirt roads and Confederate flags. Every day my father would tell me, son, run and don't never come back. That's where I left my girl. That's where my heart is at, and oh. I held my breath when they dipped my hands, and I came up shiny and laid down my burden. Found out about love in the back of my Impala where they laid my grandfather to. And by the river, now we're black folk together at the Sunday services too. How the river runs to the ocean. Walk the beach with the sand in my feet. Place my ear up to a shell. I wonder if you miss me too. Cause I've been longing to get to you. I'm sick of staring out my window sill. I'm tired of hoping she remembers me still. I'm packing my bags. I said I'm going back home to the place where I belong.
The river.
Gonna leave her again. You see, she stole my heart down by the river.
I held my breath when they dipped my hands.
That's life. on my high horse. Custom leather seats in the Porsche could die for. The Jews alone made them sick, I am an eyesore. They couldn't see me like Stevie, Machiri or more. With three or four baddest of my women friends. One in the front, two in the back of the latest bin. Rim spinning, tires Pirelli. Happy days, I'm Fonzarelli. What you gonna tell me? Am I not the realest? $1,000 bottle, just so I could spill it. In the VIP, standing on the couches. Talking cash, cause my money's where my mouth is. From under you, they kick you when you down, no one gives a number two, down but not out, so you should never snooze, cause a dude who's at rock bottom ain't got nothing to lose, if you know who you are, you ain't got nothing to prove, cause to me, red bottoms ain't nothing but shoes, win, lose, or draw, I'm working on these flaws, I just wish chicks would stop throwing me they draw. Cutest kisses, lying to the missus, racing to hit the street, looking for my mistress. Now look at me, looking for forgiveness, for trying to put my thing where I ain't got no business.
That's what all the people say.
Show me the way to surrender. enough to let them tell me what to do. Teach me how to really sew it in. Show me how to really love you, baby. Teach me, please just show me it. Cause I'm willing to let go of my fears. Girl, I'm serious about all that I've said. Girl, I wanna love you with all of my heart. Baby, show me where to start.
Teach me how to love. Show me the way to love.
That's what I call real hip-hop. Are you a lover of hip-hop? Do you know without a shadow of a doubt that hip-hop is not dead? Then if you do, the place to be is nodyourhead.web.com. At Nod Your Head, get exactly what you want. Pure hip-hop, real hip-hop, untainted hip-hop, and all of the above. Come to nodyourhead.web.com and get all the latest in hip-hop news, videos, and hip-hop music. And see interviews with some of the hottest stars in the game, past and present. And if you come to nodyourhead.web.com, you might just take a trip down hip-hop's memory lane. That's nodyourhead.web.com. So come on through, and let's make sure hip-hop stays alive and well, no doubt.
Welcome back. Welcome back. It's Nod Your Head Wednesday. Nod Your Head Wednesday on the B-Hour Radio Network. Getting it in. It's your boy D. Slate filling in for Brock Gunny until he get in the building. Got my girl RC in the building with me kicking it. You just guys are listening to my man Music Soul Child with his hit Teach Me. Before that was my man No Malice from the Clips with his new hit single June. And then you heard my man Noel Gordine with The River. Oh, yeah, getting it in like that, playing all the hits. RC, here we go.
Yes, sir.
Wesley Snipes turns 50 in prison.
Oh, that's not
yes.
A good look.
Wesley Snipes turns 50 in prison. Wesley Snipes just celebrated his 50th birthday in federal prison. The film star remains there over tax charges. You may think Snipes was misled by advisors or just plain foolish to end up in jail over tax charges. Maybe he's not alone. Maybe it could have been much worse. After all, Snipes was convicted to a failure to file a misdemeanor. Filing falsely is a felony. You can be prosecuted for failure to file or for filing falsely. And I guess apparently, you know, in 2008, Snipes was convicted of 3 misdemeanor counts of failing to file tax returns. He reported to prison on December 9th, 2010. He was initially sentenced to McKeon Federal Correctional Institution, a medium security prison in northwest Pennsylvania. He is now at the adjacent prison camp, a minimum security club Fed, where he is inmate number 4335518. According to E! Online, this federal prison camp houses roughly 290 white-collar inmates. Remember Snipes and White Men Can't Jump? Perhaps he has new digs. Snipes should be shooting a sequel called White Collar Men Can't Jump.
What did he get, like, 3 years?
Yeah, basically. He just, wow. I hate to see my man, you know, package of 57, you know what I'm saying? Whooping ass Wesley. Impression. And it almost makes you wonder whether or not he's in there like his movie Undisputed. Makes you wonder if he's in there like that. But you know, shout out to my man Wesley, happy birthday, and you got what he got, what, one more year?
I think so.
And that's probably the reason why they put him over in Club Fed, you know, so he can just chill over there for a little bit. Until he gets out. But wow, you hate to hear that about some of your favorite actors and actresses, but I mean, apparently there's a lot of them out there. But this is the thing: a lot of these celebrities got to understand, man. When you're making all that type of money that you're making, man, you got to file. You can't be making hundreds and thousands and millions of dollars and not file. I mean, you know, there's no way to hide that. I mean, you make hundreds and thousands of dollars and, you know, possibly close to millions and you're not filing. Yeah, you know, there's no way you're going to be able to hide that. So, and it's a lot of them in trouble, man. I don't understand it. It's a lot of them in trouble. I mean, you know, not just Wesley, but, you know, Lauryn Hill, Bubba Sparks. I mean, it's a bunch of them. I mean, I've seen so many different articles about, you know, about some of these celebrities being in trouble with the IRS. Well, the IRS, man, the IRS ain't playing. They don't be playing with their loot. IRS like a bookie. They like a bookie.
They all
have
the same, like, accountant.
Yeah, they like, no, don't say nothing to them. Don't say nothing to them. We're just going to chill for a little bit. Let's let the money get a little higher and see if they're going to say something. No, don't say nothing. Don't say nothing. Give it about a year or two. We'll holler at them then. We'll talk to them then. You know, and that's how you gotta be up on that. You got to be up on that. You know, unfortunately, they don't play with the Lucci. Eventually, they will get their money back.
Mm-hmm. You know, whether you want it or not.
Some kind of way they'll be getting it. You know what I'm saying? Some kind of way they will be getting it. Looks like we got a situation, almost like a Supergirl-type situation, but apparently a woman lifts a car to save her father. A Virginia woman is being hailed as hero after she reportedly lifted a car off her father and performed CPR, saving his life. Alec Konecki was in the family garage Saturday working on his car when a jack holding it up slipped, according to Kristen Konecki, another one of his daughters. Lauren Konecki, the daughter who rescued him, found her father pinned to the ground and unresponsive. She proceeded to lift up the car, pull him out, and then give him CPR. Lauren Konecki, 22, who lives in Glen Ellen near Richmond, is trained as a lifeguard, according to CNN affiliate WWBT. She said it flashed like, oh my God, I'm going to lose my dad. She told of the affiliate, I knew I had to get his heart beating again. Alec Konecki is being treated at the Virginia Commonwealth University Medical Center. A call seeking comment on his condition was not immediately returned. He has several broken ribs, some numbness, and other fractures, but likely suffered no permanent damage. Wow, I mean, hey, you said it right. It's the adrenaline. And how many times have you heard in a situation where, you know, you always hear, it's always y'all women. Y'all got some extraordinary adrenaline. Because you always hear about a woman pulling a child out or something like that, or then you hear about this woman saving her father. It's always the women who's out there like Amazon. You know, they're out there like Wonder Woman. You know, just saving the kids and, you know, saving the kids. And you hear about this woman saving her father. You never hear about no man saving somebody or saving the kid, lifting up the car and all that. You know, that's, you'll never hear nothing about that. You know, you always hear about the woman saving the kid. It's that adrenaline. Women have extraordinary adrenaline. Our adrenaline ain't as high as women's adrenaline. And I think that's what happened. That adrenaline pumped through y'all veins and y'all lifting up the car. Get your weak ass from up under the car. Just get them up under the damn car. You know, it's like, you know, brothers out there smoking and drinking, shit, they can barely lift the damn TV. You know what I'm saying? They can barely lift the couch and the chair. You know, women out there, they lifting cars and lifting trailers off people and all type of stuff. Y'all got some extraordinary adrenaline. I don't know. Well, we might have to siphon some of that adrenaline from y'all. You know, we might have to catch you while you're sleeping and siphon some of that adrenaline off you. I mean, it's just real like
sure.
that. You know, that's it though. That's it. But I'm gonna go ahead and take another quick hit break. We're gonna play a couple more hits, and I think my man Brock Gunny may be in the building, so when we get back, Brock Gunny gonna be getting it in with you guys. RC gonna be getting it in. It's not just head. Oh yeah, yeah, yeah. RC. Oh yeah, yeah. I think Brock Gunny may be in it. So we gonna go ahead and kick off a couple of hit breaks real quick, and when we get back, you know what I'm saying? It's popping once again on Nod Your Head Wednesday right here on the D Hour Network. It's Naughty by Nature with their hit Flags right here on the D Hour Show. Nod Your Head Wednesday. Let's go.
Mama, don't cry for me. Papa, don't feel bad. Cold are the streets that I gotta keep. They bend, so we bang back. So I read my hood, my city, my borough thoroughly. That's all I had. In the wrong color on the wrong street, but no heat. Rockin' Tiki, Chuckers, Santana, my brothers, haters, a lover, still got each other. We twist our hands up and pull our pants up. Walk this way, throw your flag in your setup.
Don't feel bad. Cold are the streets that we Yo, it's your man Brock Gunny, a.k.a. L1, a.k.a. Logical One. Yo, I'm in the building for the second hour of the show. I see my girl RC, a.k.a. Red Child. It's in
What's
the building.
Up?
Man, let me tell you, man, I tried to hit you up, man, to get you to run the show. I had to go to Midway Airport today, man, pick up some people. Man, it's been a hectic 2 weeks. That's all I can tell you, man. Yeah, man, this week right here, man, you know, I had to help out moms, man, today, man. And, you know, mom got this Monte Carlo, man. It was good 2001. Here we are 2011, man. It's time to time to upgrade. 2012, should I say. It's time to upgrade, man. Car problems, man. But, man, let me tell you what happened to the computer earlier today, man. Damn computer. I caught some type of virus on this joker, man. And it wasn't from going to porn sites, man. Man, they got some new thing on here, some new virus that's going around. And I'm letting y'all know, be careful with websites y'all going to check out music or porn or whatever site y'all going, you know, whatever, man. Be careful what site you're going to because this thing, man, caught me by total surprise, man. The virus detector didn't even catch it, man. But what it is, like you go to certain sites where you download movies, music, or whatever, it's a FBI scam. It's like it's supposed to look like an FBI website, like the FBI caught your ass stealing some stuff, and it pops up and it's called Money Back. And basically what it does is it keeps your computer from going to your desktop. It stops you from surfing until you pay $200 for them to pull the thing off. It's a scam, you know. So they got this joint up here, man, and I what's going on with my computer, man? What the hell, you know? And that's what happens, man. And I had to sit over here and I had to reboot the computer and everything, man, to get this joint to act right again, man. And I was acting right. Like I say, I'm back from the airport, man. I had to get my grub on, too, before I got on the air, man. Brother was starving, man. You know, working full time and I ain't ate nothing, man, and then all this. Lunacy's going on. So what update me, Red. What were the topics for today? We ain't really got no guest today, as y'all. Did we have a guest today? I don't know. Did we? No. Yes. No.
No. Not yet. Just you know, you talking about Janet Jackson and you know that background and some of these stories just from around the different cities of people and their foolery.
There's a lot of tomfoolery, man. A lot of tomfoolery, man. Man, we lost George last week, man, so he back up there with Weezy. We lost my man. He gone. Man, B.B. Winans about to put a tell-all book out on Whitney Houston, man. Let's see, Wesley Snipes turned 50 yesterday. My man still locked up the tax evasion, so he turned 50. Man, it's just a lot of stuff, man, that didn't happen, man. We losing celebrities, man, and a lot of crazy stuff. Oh, there. Yeah, last week we had the Batman. Well, the week before that, 2 weeks ago, we had the Batman killer, you know. This crazy stuff. I wanted to talk about that, too, but I didn't get a chance. I went to check out Smith & Wesson out here in Chicago at the Shrine, man. That's a hell of a good show, man. If you guys get a chance to check that out, if they come to your town, check that joint out. You know what I'm saying? Man, I had some music I was ready to throw on the show today, man, seeing how we ain't had nobody to talk to today. And, you know, I had some new music coming out, man. You know, ain't no Chief Keef type stuff going on, but, you know, I got some music, man, you know, that y'all might want to hear next week. So next time I'll make sure to have my ass here on time and upload that stuff so you guys can hear it. But, yeah, news this week, man, has been crazy.
Yeah, folks are going crazy. That's why.
Yeah.
Folks are going, you know, I shouldn't say they're going crazy. Folks are being crazy.
Well, for the religious folks, man, they tell you that this is the end of days type stuff, man, scenario going on, man. I say, you know, like I said, I don't know what my man D was going on with today, man, but I mean, let me hit y'all with a couple of things, man. You know, this is my serious mode for this hour. Main thing I want to say to y'all, man, is vote. And I'm going to tell you why. The character that they got coming in behind Barack, y'all don't want that to happen. If it do happen, it'll happen because y'all let it happen and you didn't go vote and y'all I don't have any, you know, support. I'm not saying vote for the president because he's black. I'm saying vote for the president because the other motherfucker behind him is whack. And, y'all, you know, me personally, if you let this fucker get in, anything that happens to us as a people and to them other people, we deserve it. Because this dude don't care nothing about the poor man. He don't care nothing about the middleman. My man cares about the rich man. And he been putting his foot in his mouth, man, the whole week. His little romp in London and state countries abroad, man. He been saying a lot of outlandish shit, and he's been putting a lot of black code. You know the code word for us is the N-word, the N-bomb. But yeah, he been putting a lot of code word, man. And I'm going to tell you something, man. Whether you feel indifferent about Obama or not, whatever you think about Obama, you better think even hard about this cat because he don't give a damn about you. If y'all just voting to vote this man out because he's black, fine. Do what you do. Do what you do. But whatever repercussions come from it, deal with it. You have yourself to blame. Deal with it. I'm telling you. That's my opinion. You ain't got to like it. You ain't got to love it. But that's my opinion. You know? But you will find out quick, fast, in a hurry. Quick, fast, in a hurry when it go down. So y'all think about that. Keep that in your head, man, and think about that. Get y'all asses out there and vote, man. They trying to block the black vote. You know, if you ain't got your driver's license or a state ID, you got warrants or something, you know, ain't nothing we can do about that. But those who are legal, get your priorities together, man, because you think it's rough now? You think ain't no jobs out there for us now? And by us, I mean my Hispanic brother. You know, sometimes y'all be kind of flaky because y'all think y'all with the others. But they'll let you know quick, fast, in a hurry they close that border. And I'm telling you now you ask that, hey, I'm gonna keep it real with them, man. I got some Hispanic friends and we chop it up and everything, and I tell them straight, for, you know, quick, fast, in a hurry. Keep on thinking y'all with that other group of people. And I guarantee you they gonna show you ain't real quick. Keep on, you know. Get yourself to go for black, white, Mexican, Hispanic, Asian, Polynesian. If you in this country and you think shit going to be good for you because Romney getting in, keep dreaming. I'm trying to tell you, he going to put a double whammy on you. Now, get it together, you know. That's the first thing I want to touch on, man. Get your voting together, man, you know. Hit that up, man. Another thing I want to talk about, man, we as a people, man, need to stop killing each other, man. It's like little Iraq over here, man, in Chicago, man, and you know, states abroad in the U.S., man. Every weekend, man, since this summer, man, I don't know what it is with the young black male, why y'all can't take an ass whooping and just knuckle up. Y'all some punk-ass niggas, and I'm saying the N-word now. Y'all got to shoot. I didn't come from that, man. You know what? I grew up. You catch an L and you win some. You win some, you lose some. Y'all saw it on Friday, man. You win some, you lose some. But you live to fight another day, you know. Craig.
Ain't doing that now.
Right, these cats out here, man, it's like Iraq out here, man. It's like little Beirut in this piece, man. These cats out here straight gunning up each other, man, every weekend. And the sad thing about it is, man, I understand ain't no programs for y'all. Some of y'all ain't got no education. Some of y'all didn't want no education. You ain't got nobody to blame but yourself. But then on top of that you shooting each other, you shoot innocent bystanders, man. Shouldn't no little girl, baby girl, get tagged by your bullet that was meant for, you know, the local competition, man, on the street pharmacy biz, man? You know, at least if you're going to do that, man, go practice and get your aim right or something, man, because y'all hitting bystanders and stuff. And then running and hiding and got your mama out there or your daddy or whoever. My son ain't this and he ain't do that. I put that on the Bible. And, you know, you sitting over here saying all this and your son did do it. You know, we need to get our priorities together as a people, man, because on this computer, man, if you look at some of the comments, man, and some of y'all are computer savvy, man, and you look at some of the comments that are said about us as a people, what others really think about us, man, we are categorized as a burden, as a blight. If you don't know what blight means, That means like a disease, a pestilence, a bothersome, a nuisance. We're worthless. That is what we are looked upon as. And Barack Obama showed us that. You know, like I say, whatever you feel about that man, let me tell you something. You got a lot of aunts, uncles that are older than you that never thought 4 years ago that they would ever see a black president. He ain't mixed. He ain't swirled. None of that. He black. When the police pulled his ass over before he was president and they wanted to check his credentials, he was black. Didn't matter who he was, politician Obama. He got black kids. He got a black wife. Nigga black. You know? Y'all gotta get it together, man. You know, we sit here, and you know, me and Red D, other celebrities, man, and you know, people get on here, man. We take life for granted, man. You know, you got celebrities out here that are balling out of control, and not balling, spending money, but just balling out of control with intelligence, man. Their intelligence is lacking. You know, they're doing stuff, man. You got gifts. And, you know, you using them for all the wrong things, man. You letting that money, and money's a good thing in certain cases, but at the same time, man, you letting that money corrupt you. And you're not looking at the gifts that you were given, the opportunities that you were given, man. Who has time to have bottle fights, you know, slinging bottles at each other and stuff? And you know, you are artists, man. Y'all making money on top of money, and y'all acting like straight
dummies.
I mean, for real, man. You know, people need to get it right, man. Need to get it right, man, because they making examples out of y'all cats, man. You know? They ain't playing with y'all, man. You making money, and they locking y'all asses up, man, and cats need to get it together, man. Last thing I want to touch on, man, I ain't going to even get started on the whole Michael Jackson and family thing, because that's a whole nother beast right there. You know, y'all to talk that out and y'all to hash that out, man. That family has problems. You know, we all know it's about money. It, you know, when Mama Jackson passes, all that money goes to blanket, sofa, armrest, dolly, you know, whatever the kid's name is, man. Rocking chair, you know. All that money is going to them, man, you know what I'm saying? And that's, I mean, let's call a spade, man. That's what that whole ordeal was about. But I, like I said, I ain't even going to get into that, man. Get your priorities together with your kids, man. I don't know if you've been on my page, Red, but there was a little black boy at a daycare, 9 years old, right? 9 years old. The daycare has this cat on camera. My man is choking the shit out of the little kids, man. He 9 years old, and he in the daycare with babies. And I mean, I say babies, I really 2-year-old, 3-year-old, he in there with babies, man. I can't make this shit up, man. The kid was in there, and it's funny after, you know, but as a parent, I have to smoke this kid, man. My man was choking. You ever seen that cartoon on Woody Woodpecker, man, where the weed was chasing the daisy?
He was choking
the hell out the daisy, man. That's how this little boy was doing a little girl, man. He was choking the hell out this little kid, and the baby would cry. Now, mind you, all this is on DVR. The baby would cry. The people would come up, be like, hey, what's wrong? He's sitting over there rubbing the baby on the back. Like, yeah, what's wrong? What's wrong, little baby? What's wrong? My man kicked the little, he mule kicked, and by mule kick, he had his feet on, his hands on the ground, and his feet just kicked out. You know how a mule kicks you? This is how he did this little girl. He mule kicked this little girl. She fell. He picked her back up and straight gave her an MMA kick. Kicked this little baby, man. I mean, if you get a chance to check it out, look it up, man. 9 year old wreaks havoc. You can Google this shit, man. I'm not making this up, man. Shorty was kicking the shit out of these little kids, man. One of the girl came home with bite marks on her face. She had a bruise on bloody lip, bloody nose, and the daycare people couldn't tell nobody what was going on. They had no idea what was going on. And I'm like, y'all got a DVR, y'all got cameras up in here, man, and you couldn't tell me what was going on with my kid? Do you know how we bouncing off the walls like Taz up in there, man, tearing somebody ass up, man? You can't explain why my kid got bite marks and a busted lip, and she got a hoof print in her back, a big little 9-year-old gym shoe hoof print. And so, needless to say, the kid's mama get on there with her, his auntie, cousin, whatever. She gets on there talking about, yeah, he bad. But, he ain't got beat up no little kids or nothing. He bad. She was from around your way. She's from around your way, man. She's one of them hillbilly motherfuckers.
He bad. He ain't
going to
be no little kid.
Yeah. You know, she co-signing this like, he got problems. That's what killed me. You know this little son's got problems, but you got him around these kids. Why is he in a daycare? 9-year-old's a daycare.
Right. That's what I was going to say. Why the hell is he in the daycare? He's nine.
You know? We in a sad state, man. You know, y'all can sit over here. You know, I know people listening to me, man, and like, oh, man, Brock, your ass ignorant. Yeah, I'm ignorant, but I'm intelligent to a point to know. You know, I ain't no Sambo type cat, man, but I'm intelligent to a point to know, like, man, we putting ourselves back into the 1800s on some old shufflebuck stuff type stuff, because we as a people, man, do some ignorant shit, man, and let a lot of shit slide that is unnecessary. I ain't coming at y'all like Bill Cosby and putting out the dirt and telling you how you should live, but get yourself right, man. Get yourself right, you know. And that's all I can tell you, man. I'm not without flaws either. You know, like I say, I do some ignorant shit too. But at the same time, I ain't going to jail for none of y'all. If one of y'all little ignorant fuckers get in my face, you will be dealt with accordingly. You know, and you know, if y'all want to go to jail over foolishness and spend the rest of y'all natural born lives over some fuckery, because you want to be thugged out because y'all believe in that shit Lil Wayne and them telling y'all, go right ahead. Because they got plenty of space for you up in there. Now act like you ain't hear me. They got spaces for you. And it's showing every summer I'm going to say 5 handfuls of us. That's a lot of petty candies being locked up in jail for foolishness. So keep on every summer. It's hot in the summertime and it's cold in the wintertime, and they love booty. Booty warrior will get your ass in there. So sag if you want it. So that's my public PSA for the show tonight.
Okay.
It just kills me, man, because I look at the news. You know, I'm missing it now. You know, but you know, as I was growing up, man, I think of all the foolishness that we did as kids, man. You know, we got in the scuffles. We did stupid things as kids, you know. I tried my hand in the dope game for, like, a week. You know, you can't have a heart and be a dope man, you know, trying to sell rocks. It just, you can't have no heart, man. I can't see sell crack to a woman with a baby in her stomach, you know. Mm-hmm. I can't sell crack, you know, to somebody, you know, that's just, got one foot in the grave, man. You can't have a heart when you're trying to do that, man. And that's genocide. And, yeah, I was ignorant at the time when I was doing it. You know, the money looked flashy and everything like that. But then I thought about how many people that died around me from that.
Mm-hmm.
You know? These are times, man, you're supposed to better yourself, man. I'm not saying life is going to always be good, but you need to try to better yourself and try to make your life better. If you come from shit, get your ass out the toilet and wash yourself off. That's all I'm saying. You ain't always got to be shit. You could be a brand new quarter, man. You know, wipe dust yourself off, man, and get your mind right, man. That's all I'm saying, man. And, you know, like I said, I ain't going to preach on you no more because y'all ain't listening. You ain't hearing me. But
shit.
It's the truth.
It is what it is, though. It is what it is.
You know? I just say, man, you know, this media game, man, this entertainment world that we live in, man, it ain't always cracked up to be. You know, we got a different generation, you know, of kids coming out, man. And I had an old timer tell me, man, my generation is the last generation of intelligent kids, man. Now, that's pretty bad, man, when you got an old timer telling me that. Because, like I say, I've done some ignorant shit. You know, but at the same time, man, when you got a old timer just looking at this new generation of kids coming out, man, we are the last generation, man, that actually went out and played outside, went out and, you know, did something. We didn't have no media, no cell phones, you know, with webcam on it. We didn't have the video games and systems that we got now. We didn't have all this access. The television that we do now, you know, generation, man, it's got to change, man. It's got to change because when we gone, y'all all is left. And I done lost my grandmother, you know, and I'm feeling it every day because I'm feeling how she was feeling. So y'all need to wake up, man. Get your house in order, man. I ain't coming with you religiously, man, because that ain't my cup of tea, man. But get your house in order, man, because It's rough out here, man. It's rough. And it ain't getting no better. And I'm going to tell you, I'm going to say it one last time. You fuck around and you let Mitt Romney get in office, you think shit is bad now? Fuck around and let his ass get up in there. He going to show you what time it is. He going to straight show you what time it is. So, do what you do. Okay, I'm done. I'm getting off my soapbox now. I'm done.
All right.
Yeah.
Okay.
I'm sitting here looking on Black Media Scoop, and my man Spike Lee is offering to pay off Malcolm X's debt. Now, that's pretty bad, man, if Malcolm X still has a debt that has lasted all the way till now that has not been paid off.
Oh, he
I'm getting ready to get into it if the computer ever let me in. I'm getting ready to get into it now. Like I say, my computer's slow, man. It's going through rehab right now. But I'm getting ready to get into it. Also, man, if y'all want a good web browser, try that Google Chrome, man. It ain't got all that stuff that Internet Explorer has. It's a little jumpy, but it moves quicker than Internet Explorer. What's up with people fighting out in church, too, man? What's going on with all that? I'll read to you about that one. Yeah, Spike Lee offers to pay off Malcolm X debt. The estate of Malcolm X can count on Spike Lee. After getting word that the slain civil rights leader owes $2,000, Manhattan mini storage, $2,000. Or the contents of the unit will go up for auction. So Spike was like, man, I'm going to go on and slide that off to you, $2,000. What is going on in your life that you can't rust? Well, I guess I can't really say nothing because, yeah, $2,000 is a grip for some people, you know? That's a grip, you know. And you need to keep that stuff in the family, man. You know, I'm sure you know people gonna do what they do or whatever, but you need to keep that in your family, man. That's history, and some person will get that, man, and sell it, and it won't go to where it need to go. So yeah, that's kind of tight, man. He had to, you know. So that's cool he did it, but that's kind of tight, man. Somebody can't, you know, you can't take care of your storage bill. I'm looking at something else too, about these church members fighting the church over money, man. See, this is not, I love the Lord, and I believe in God, believe in the devil. I just don't go to church. I was raised Catholic, boo, but we all know how that turned out with the Catholics. I wasn't one of them that was touched, but I was touched in the head mentally. But anyway, that's another story. But, yeah, these cats, man, you know, they fighting in the church over money. Why are you fighting in the church over money? And I'm tempted to click the link and find out what they were fighting about, but then at the end of the day, does it really matter? You're fighting in God's house.
No. You didn't put enough in the office.
Yeah, you know what I'm saying? Over nonsense, man. You know, not the pastor or the first lady, which I really don't believe in none of that, first lady of the church. I don't believe in none of that. But... You know, either passed it and dipped off at, you know, at the gambler spot or whatever, man. You know, I can understand that, but you don't do it in church, you know. It's a lot of craziness, man.
Mm-hmm.
A lot of crazy. Did you hear about this one? Oral sex cures morning sickness?
No.
Let's indulge into that because I'm interested in that. Yes, I'm not giving it, but I like receiving it.
How does that work?
It works well for me. Let's see. According to Gordon Gallup, an Albany psychologist, says the best way to cure morning sickness when you are pregnant is by ingesting what made you sick in the first place. So not only are they saying oral sex cures morning sickness, but he's also saying it's cool for you to swallow. I agree with this. I co-sign it. Yeah, that's right. If you want to quit throwing up all the time during your pregnancy, you should have sperm on tap at all times. Not just anyone's semen. Apparently, it's only the juice of the impregnator that'll get the job done. I fully co-sign that. I would be willing to help anybody out there that's pregnant, that is dealing with morning sickness. I am your hookup. Come see me. I have plenty to go around. I have it on tap. Just hook up and we good to go. Please, come see me. I like to read medical advances in technology like this. I offer my services, and you must be cute in the face. You must be able to take a money shot. That's why I'm just saying. You must be able to take a money shot. You know?
Oh, my God.
Where my baby at? Where Amber at, man? Where she been?
Oh, handling business.
She got problems? Well, she got them Whitney Houston problems going on?
No, she just got a lot going on. Trying to do the same.
I ain't mad at her. It ain't been the same, though. You know, I need somebody to harass, and she ain't on. I can't harass you. You know? we go too far back. I can't harass you.
That's
no fun in that.
Oh, God.
Let's see.
I ain't laughing. Thank you. I needed that laughter.
Oh, baby, 12 years in prison for raising girl for 23 years. I ain't even going to touch that one. She can set up here and stole somebody's baby and raise them for 23 years. I can understand you want your own kid, but you can broke up somebody's home. And they done hit her with the some football numbers. She got 12 years in prison. You know, my boy Cuba Good, my man Trey been messing up. He shoving people in restaurants. So he had a warrant out on him. Now, I don't understand what's going on with Cuba Gooden Jr., man. He better make some more radio movies or something.
My name ain't radio. He has to do that.
Let's see what else happened. Kia dumbass got busted for using. You know who Kia is, right?
Who? You say Kia?
Kia, Kaya, whatever the hell her name is.
My
bad. Yeah, she got busted for using food stamps. Damn, being a rapper, is that hard? Rap business ain't paying? What's going on?
You better not never talk about nobody else. You better not never pick on nobody else. Not after that.
Hey. Yeah, you fuck around and got caught by the government. My taxes, paying for your neck and your back. En Vogue broke up again. Did you hear about that? Twitter caused more problems than Facebook. It's a lot of hardcore gangster motherfuckers on Twitter, man. Twitter caused beef, man. I saw Facebook caused beef, but Twitter caused beef. Yeah, En Vogue broke up, man. And I'm gonna let you guess who the culprit was or why they broke up again this time. Go on, take a guess. Go on.
Theory.
Nope. Well, maybe it was. So hold on, let me see. It's the one that was in Lucy's Pearl.
Oh, her, yeah.
Yeah, hold on. Where's she? Dawn Robinson, yeah.
Why is she the reason why they...
According to her Twitter report, Dawn Robinson took to Twitter to announce that her and fellow Max member Maxine Jones is no longer with the group and instead is preparing to tour with her new version of En Vogue. There's only one version of En Vogue, you know. All them other bitches... That ain't involved. And excuse me if y'all sensitive because I said bitches, but I'm just being honest. All them other bitches ain't involved. Okay? Dawn seems to have an ego problem because she is part of the reason Lucy Pearl broke up. Now, mind you, they had that one hit that I liked. I Want to Dance Tonight. I mean, the rest of the album was but Dawn seems to have a problem with... you know, just following orders and making cake and making your money. That's what it seems like to me. Because I'm like this, you know, you ain't really doing nothing else besides that. You left up, you broke up with your fiance. I don't know if y'all remember that. They had a big MySpace battle when MySpace was hot and they was going back and forth on each other's MySpace page. So now Twitter is the place to be when you want to air out somebody. And, you know, just go in there and just go in. And it's killing me, man, because, they, you know, groups of that type are dying. You don't see, you know, Prince still touring. Heaven forbid he passed. You know, other few people out there touring. You know, Chaka Khan still touring. You know, a lot of stuff that, like, the younger generation really don't give a damn to listen to but need to watch if you're trying to get to this game, how to better your showmanship. You know, and a lot of these groups are breaking up, man, over pettiness, man. You know, egos and pettiness, man. You know, I'm still looking to get a chance to talk to the cats from Farside, Trey, Slim Kid Trey and Fat Lip to get their version of what went down with them. But, you know, it's like groups break up over egos. It's apparent. Mm-hmm. You know, egos and money tear a group up, man. Tear the group up. I ain't getting it, but it is what it is, you know.
It's egos and the money.
Yeah, it's egos and the money, man, and it's enough. It was back then enough money to break between everybody, you know, if you had the right power behind you, you know what I'm saying? If you had the right people behind you and didn't let the greed... What I did like that happened, that hasn't happened in a good 20 years, Leaders of the New School reconnected. I don't know if y'all heard about that, but Busta Rhymes got back together with Charlie Brown, Dinko, Milo in the Dance. You know, that whole Leaders of the New, for those who don't know who Leaders of the New School is, and let me educate you, Busta Rhymes was originally in a group, a four-man group called Leaders of the New School. Originally, it was three of them that came out. Milo and Dinko and all them, I mean, Milo was a DJ, but he came out rhyming towards the second album. And they broke up over nonsense, you know. One of them kind of, well, fuck it, I'm just saying, he got jealous of Busta, man, because Busta was the breakout talent. I mean, if you look at it, when Busta was out and doing his thing, Busta was the shit in the 90s and early 2000s, you know. And the rest of the group couldn't handle it, man, because everybody's like, Busta, Busta, Busta. Well, Busta broke out, and he did his thing, you know, and they broke up because of the jealousy and the ego in there, you know. So, but, yeah, you know, they got back together after 20 years. They did Scenario, and they did, you know, some PTA. You know, you could Google it, man, if you don't know what I'm talking about, man, you know. Tribe Called Quest was there, man. That's what I like to see, man. That's the type of hip hop I like to see. I'm trying to go into a new thing with myself. I ain't gonna bash, you know, the new school hip hop heads anymore. You know, if that's you know, for a younger generation. But I just wish y'all would step y'all game up, man. Everybody ain't got to sound like Young Money, man. Anybody ain't got to sound like Rick Ross, man. Step your game up, man. You know, we got a talent out here, and I'm not gonna bash him. But we got a young brother out here named Chief Keef, man. Now, me, that ain't my cup of tea. But a lot of you young cats like it. Y'all cool on that, man. But I just wish that the radio would balance it out and show these young cats where it came from. Because a lot of times, man, we go into this back and forth, oh, that nigga old, oh, so-and-so old. That old nigga provided you some space to get where you at now. And the only reason that this music is jumping off the way it is now, this new stuff is jumping off the way that it is now, is because the radio stations won't let any of that conscious rap that y'all call it, that all that talking rap that y'all talk it, call it and everything, they won't let it get on the air. You know, the only way you're going to hear it is if you got you like a classic station, a, you know, an oldie station, a R&B smooth jazz type station, where you hear it, where they'll actually play it. You know, I know down there where you got, they got it the real, right?
Yeah, they be playing all, everything.
Yeah, and that's how the radio should be, man. You know, radio, like my man with, what's his name? Doc Ice was on here a couple of weeks ago, man, and we had another guest DJ. I can't remember her name, but what's up, girl? We had her on there. You know, they were talking about spins and, you know, digital tracking. All that stuff, man, killed radio. All that stuff killed hip-hop as we know it, because once the consciousness, once the intelligent rap and, you know, sci-fi rap, backpack rap, whatever you want to call it, once that got pushed to the side for foolishness, that's all we got. I've caught myself nodding my head to a few joints here and there, man, but, I mean, that's just like anything. If you spoon-fed turnips and spinach every day, eventually you're going to like it.
I get you used to it.
But now I'm making a conscious effort to not bash any of these new guys and everything. If you like Drake, go on and get your pink sweater and wear it and, you know, do what you do. You know.
It's your choice.
Light you up, right, you know, light yourself up some incense and, you know, get you some bubble bath and wrap that towel around your head, throw some rose petals in the water and relax, relate, relax. Shine on.
There you go.
Me, I'll be listening to that grimy shit. Like, man, but yeah, you know.
Early in the morning.
Right.
Boy.
Candle wax on your nipples type music, you know. Like, whatever, dude. Do what you do. So, let's see. We got 20 minutes in the game. I don't know what the hell D played already. I don't want to play no reruns. Like I said, I hate that I didn't get a chance to post anything up because I got some stuff, man, but I didn't get any chance to post it up, man. I, like I say, man, I had to go out here and scoop this shorty up, man. He just, you know, this is my, this is going to be my son. I'm looking to tie the knot this year. I don't know if I'm making a big mistake or not, but I don't know. But yeah, it's going to be my son, you know, plans go accordingly. And, yeah, we had to pick him up from the airport today. And, you know, he just getting back from Ohio, and he was bored as fuck out there. Well, he said he was boring. Sometimes. I don't know. You gotta understand. I guess they probably say the same thing about Chicago. You know, you come to Chicago and it's like, man, it's boring. It ain't jumping like Nebraska.
Nebraska jumping?
It ain't jumping like Idaho. You know?
In Omaha.
Oh, right. You know. Idaho, boy, man. We got some hardcore bloods out in Idaho. What you talking about?
I couldn't even tell you what to do in Idaho. Oregon.
Minnesota, man. Prince from here, goddamn shit. You got Prince. That's our claim to frame. Minnesota.
And Lake Minnetonka.
Right, you know what I'm saying? Like, man, shoot, that old girl jumped in there, that dirty water, butt naked. I'm going right where she jumped in, you know, Avalonia. No, but he just getting back from there, and he's back home now. School getting ready to start. Hey, y'all ass is back and learning something. How do y'all play it in my front yard? Like, little ass kids, man. Go ahead.
I was like, yeah, my little one, she getting ready to start pre-K. I'm like, oh, yeah.
You going to be over there crying. You're going to get the quivery lip. Ooh, she growing. I saw a little picture you sent me, man. I'm a little cute self.
Mm-hmm. I'm fine, Mom. I'm like, oh, okay. I'm fine.
I saw the picture. Yeah, you know, we got kids on the show. We ignorant, but yes, I am somebody's dad. And I got a girl. So, yeah, I am somebody's dad. And I'm just letting y'all niggas know up front, y'all mess around to get my child pregnant, you will be having the abortion. You.
Oh.
You. She ain't having nothing. You gonna get it. So that goes for D-Slate's daughter, too. Y'all mess around and mess with her. You remember that scene in Bad Boy, Will and Martin?
That's the dough. Uh-huh.
Right.
When the date came.
Mm-hmm. See, that's going to be for real, because I'm going to have a real gun. You know, that's if they don't change the gun laws, but yeah, man.
They ain't changing.
So, they trying to, boy, but yeah, it is what it is.
That's always the first thing they be trying to change. They ain't changed it. We'll see.
They trying to. Man, this mother still got diggable planets cool like that on there, man. I don't even know what to play. Oh, you don't know what to play, man. You got some weirdness over here today, man. Hold on, I got to play this. Hold on, wait, I got to play this. What was that?
I thought somebody sneezed or something.
That's the slap effect.
Somebody trying to blow their nose or snort.
Right. Sneezing or something. It sounded like he slowed it down, man. That's my boy D, man. He be killing people. Let's see.
Yeah.
What else we got on? I'm looking. You know what? I'm going to try this. I don't know if he played this one already, but if he did, y'all can listen to it again. Y'all know y'all tired of me yapping. Like I say, I know Red Tide. So we're going to try this joint Focus featuring rapper Big Pooh called Clouds. We're going to try that one. See how that works out for you. So we'll be back. We got 4 minutes. We'll be back. Hold tight.
From a different fabric, you can't rip it. It's lavish and magnificent. Average, I'm past gifted. It's sort of simple arithmetic. Put me in the room, let me conversate with the instrument and tell it my innermost fears, very intimate. Transcend time, space, light years into it. But old school to the core. In essence, I'm the only 4G Motorola time poor. I'm a rarity, kinda like the McLaren, the clarity. Seriously, though, I am nothing close to a parody. If you're listening, then I know you're close to insanity. You'll dig it, I promise, just ask the woman that married me. I am fully focused, I'm seeing everything clearly. Treat the track like Kunta and Master whipping it merrily. Maniacal laugh, I follow the path steadily. Trying to be what you'll never be. So now you're asking me when, and then you're asking me how. And now I'm showing you truth, I'm telling you now. Posted up on the roof, reaching up to the clouds. Reaching up for the clouds, reaching up for the clouds. Reaching up for the clouds.
Never stretch harder, oughta be automatic. Out of all the people here, it is me trying to grab it. And I see better way in the sea. They tend to see all the trust, but honestly love the remedy for enemies. I can spend my energy, synergy to infinity. He is not from around here, so I pretend to be no goody blending, defending my acts and opinions. Asking these questions for knowledge that put racks in my denim. Fasten my fitted, more fascinated. Faster I get it, fashion and women dreams. I stretch them like a gymnast. I'm reaching for the clouds, they reaching for my style. They wondering how it end. I can just tell you now, I just can't tell you who. When it comes to the trial, when it comes to the end, hope I end with a smile. I'm reaching for the clouds,
reaching up for the clouds, reaching up for the clouds, reaching up for the clouds, reaching up for the clouds, reaching up for the clouds, reaching up for the clouds, reaching up for the clouds, reaching up for the.
A golden carrot. I'd rather be alone and play parrot. You hear it, you fear it. I'd rather go the other way. I'm calling the audible audio. This another play in the gym all night. Homie working on his J. What else can I say? Plenty more. I'm open 24 with 16s. That's 40. You keep it.
yourself a war. I'm raw like Cain, and sugar not Shane. Proceed to be plain, what you learn about perception. The mind play tricks, mental deception. Me, I'm an exception to the rule. I jump into the pool feet first so I can notice all the thirst. Cause people want a part when you cool, then they part when you cool. Never show your hand, lost 21, play the fool. And when they ask why, I'm supplying them the answer. What do doctors choose when they trying to fight cancer? This is chemo, he go as far as his feet take them. And when you get them down, time to break them. I never shake them, I got them, provide a proper motivation. It's only my shadow that I'm chasing. I'm reaching for the
clouds, reaching up for the clouds, reaching up for the clouds, reaching up for the clouds, reaching up for the clouds, reaching up for the clouds, reaching up for the clouds, reaching up for the clouds, reaching up for the
featuring rapper Big Pooh, Clouds. I actually heard that sample before, but yeah, it's good when it's done well. That's all I'm gonna say. So Red, let me ask you something. Check this out. I'm an employer, right? And you coming to me for a job, right? Mm-hmm. We go through our little interview, and you know, we have our little conversation, woo-woo-woo, whatever, politic, yada-yada, whatever, right? So I come at you, you know what, miss, I'm going to offer you the job, but as part of our background check, I'm going to need the password to your Facebook account.
Password
to your Facebook account, yes, I need that.
Why?
Well, it's part of our background, you know, check and everything. We just want to make sure that, you know, that you're a perfect fit with our company and that you have, you know, just what we're looking for, you know, for our company. You know, that's what I want. So, I think I can get your password for your Facebook.
I think I would shut down my Facebook page before I give out a password on it, just because I'm not going to give you control of me like that.
Now, what would you do if you found out that there are only two states that have a law where jobs can't ask you for your Facebook? There are only two states that have laws for that.
What two states are they?
Well, one of them is Illinois. I don't know what the second is, but one of them is Illinois. This is the only state where they cannot ask you for a background. I mean, you know, for your password and everything.
That's crazy though. Like,
oh, Maryland. So Illinois and Maryland are the only two states that don't have, that do have a policy where you cannot ask an individual for their Facebook password, because you want to check out that like that, you know?
Well, you can go look at their page, though. I don't understand why you need a password.
You know, like what's going on with the Olympics and everything, you know, as people, we do a lot of stupid stuff. You know, there are homophobic people, and we post a lot of personal things on our Facebook page. So I'm wondering if they're checking the page because they want to make sure, as I said, if you're the perfect person or candidate for their job, for the position you're applying for. I can't, you know, that kind of goes hand in hand, like with these jobs, like, okay, we want to make sure your credit score is okay before we hire you. You know, but if I'm working at a job where I'm not dealing with any money, or any credit card numbers, any social security numbers, anything, why does my credit score need to be even an equation for this job? You know, it's like little hurdles like that that make it increasingly hard for you to find a position. But this one kind of blew me because I have heard of this. They're asking you for your information on Facebook, and I'm with you on that one. Before I gave you my password to Facebook, I would delete my page. You know, not that I have anything to hide. And then maybe I wouldn't delete my page. Now that I'm sitting here thinking about it, maybe I would delete my page. I want the job, but at the same time, what does my Facebook page have to do with you?
Right.
You know what I'm saying? That's my personal pastime. As long as I'm not belittling the company or anything, that's my pastime. I don't need you snooping on my page and reading my personal messages and jerking off to my pictures, you know? I'm just keeping
right.
it real, man. It's
right.
some freaky deeks out there, man. You know? So, yeah, that's how I feel about that, man. But, yeah, that's something new that's going on, man. Well, it's not new. It's been going on for, like, the last 2-3 years now, you know, people trying to infringe on your privacy and everything. But I just thought I would ask you that just to see how you felt about that. That's what's up, man. But, yeah, back to social media, man. I'm you know, I said this before on Facebook. I said this to acquaintances and friends and everything. People get courage when they are behind a keyboard and a monitor. So I'm looking at all these people getting, you know, banned out of the Olympics because of racist comments and everything, which shouldn't really come as a surprise because, like I said, people get courage behind a keyboard and a monitor. And I'm just, you know, it shouldn't even come as a surprise. You know, they're wondering, like, well, why did you kick me out? You know, well, because you said some disparaging racist shit. And you got banned or kicked out or expelled, whatever, from the Olympic Games because you decided you wanted to talk about the, I guess she was a runner, a track runner or something from Greece. And she said some shit about the mosquitoes, you know, are in my country now, and they're eating real food and shit. You know, they're eating real good food now. So I'm like, so what are you saying? You know, like Africans got bad tasting food, you know, blood or whatever, you know, they eat better because they over there in Greece. And she couldn't understand why they kicked her ass out. Well, you said some fucked up shit, and now you want to get mad about it because they called you on it and booted you. Yeah, you said some fucked up shit. You know, that's just like me. If I get on somewhere and I'm out in the open like that, you know, I'm running for my country or throwing a javelin, a discus or something, and you know, I say some disparaging shit about you know a race or something like that, and you know, yeah, they got a right to do that. I'm actually glad they doing that and they standing on that, man, because
cracking down on it, right.
Yeah, I'm glad they're doing that, man, because it's like, man, you know, you sit up here and you say shit and you take this, you know, this internet seriously and use it as your, you know, your soapbox to hide behind and say your racist shit. You know, I'm like this, man, be gangster. Say that shit in front of a bunch of black folks. Don't hide behind your computer. Go over there at 100 and something on the south side or go to the out there in Atlanta. You know, one of them hoods out in Atlanta and say that shit. And then if you don't get your ass whooping, then you should pat yourself on the back. You know, but if you do, if they it kills me, man, these old internet ass racists, man. You know, you say, have you ever played, like, on the video game systems, man, or on Xbox? And, they, you know, these kids and these people be on, nigga. Nigga, get out there. How'd you get that Xbox, nigga? Nigga, how'd you get that computer? Motherfucker, I went to the store and bought it just like you, you know?
Right.
Say that backwards shit like that. How'd you get that car, nigga? Save my money and bought it. I ain't steal it. You know? Ignorant shit like that, man, and they say it behind the safety of the keyboard. No. If you standing by your race, you know, whatever, say that shit in the open around the people that you hate, that you dislike. Say that shit in front of them. And if you don't get your ass whooped, man, I'll stand with you. I'll give you a handshake, a pound, I'll give you some dap, and then I'll steal off your head.
That's going to be like, what movie was that when he dropped Low Down Dirty Shame, when he dropped them off at that white supremacist party, the little Hispanic dude. They're going to be chasing your ass down just like that.
I mean, but people don't stop and think, man. You know, if you're going, there are repercussions behind that, man. You sitting there and you are in the pub. public view, you are representing your country and everything. Whatever went on in your country, and again, it's privacy, but everybody doesn't have the freedom of speech like we do. You know, we have the right to be honky, nigga, cracker, spick, jago, chink. We have that where we can put them racial, slurs and epithets out like that, like that, and everything. And we hide behind the freedom of speech. Other countries, y'all ain't got that, man. So when y'all sitting over there talking that shit about us, them, think about where you live at. You could do that over there. Over here, where they trying to be politically correct, you can't do that. You know, it's just the way it is, man. And she got what she deserved. It was another goof troop on a soccer team or something like that. He said some old racist shit. He got kicked out. Some old goofy looking stud with a mohawk, man. I'd have to look him up, man. But, you know, you got to think about stuff like that. You know, you never know who's watching. Never know who's watching.
Never. Shit. Never. Don't.
You know, and you sit over here kind of like that. You know, you done trained for like, I think it's like every 8 years or 4 years or something like that, 5 or 6, that the Olympics come around. You done trained all of years only to get kicked out because you did stupid shit.
Dumb shit, right?
You know, all that training went out the window. But anyway, we're going to round it off. I promise I'll get here on time next week, y'all. I know y'all ain't missing my ass, but I promise I'll get here on time next week. And, man, I enjoyed this little hour chatting with y'all, man. I don't know about Red, but I did, man, you know. And don't take me as being preachy. Just take me as being real with you, man, because I didn't have nobody talk to me like that, man. You know, take your shit with y'all, man, and listen to it. And if you don't, you know, go to jail. Do whatever the fuck you do. Live your life.
Uh-huh.
But on that note, we're going to try to come back here next week. I don't know who hell D got with him tomorrow. Red, do you know? No?
Yes. I want to say Jesse Campbell, but I'm not sure.
Yeah.
I'm not sure.
Whoever the fuck he got is going to be a good show tomorrow. Y'all tune in. And with that, peace.
Yeah.
Tell me who the hottest in the town. Reaching your location, even places not around. Travel through your airways, stimulate your intellect, and you ain't even know. It's broadcasted from the internet. Give you what you want, showing love to the hood, even to the burbs. So yeah, it's all good. No, they ain't like other stations, following the trend. 10 minutes later, the same song again. It's the D-Hour Show. Yeah, I said it, so you know. Coming first in any challenge, on your mark, set, go. If you're ready, let's roll. Let's hop aboard the starship. The hottest station, show. We love the underground artists. Yeah.